From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Melissa Block. 1 year ago tomorrow, Russia and Georgia went to war. Georgian forces attacked the breakaway region of South Ossetia. Russia responded with force and crushed the assault, driving deep into Georgian territory. Fighting lasted for 5 days before a ceasefire was negotiated. Now Russia has thousands of troops in South Ossetia and another secessionist region, and it controls the borders. 1 year after the war, tensions are high between Russia and Georgia, which has close ties with the West. Earlier today, I talked with Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili. I asked him about the likelihood of new fighting.
Well, obviously, there has been some bad noises coming from Moscow, like, statements by their defense ministry, foreign ministry, mobilization and massing of troops, not only inside the occupied areas by the Russian troops, but all across our several hundred miles of our borders. However, I think what is different this time is that both the European Union and especially the new U.S. administration have been engaged very, very strongly in trying in preventive diplomacy. I think they heeded our calls. There was a very tough stand taken by President Obama when he was in Moscow. Vice President Biden was sent out here to Tbilisi. And so basically the chances have diminished because of this very proactive diplomacy. But they're not close to zero because you are dealing with pretty irrational actors on the other side.
President Saakashvili, there's been a lot of talk about the U.S. interest in resetting its relationship with Russia. Do you worry that as that relationship is reset, that Georgia will pay the price? In other words, that the U.S. fear of provoking Russia will outweigh the U.S. desire to support Georgia?
Well, look, there are two ways to approach political interests. I think, on the one hand, there is this old 19th, 20th century approach, let's do trade-off, secure each other's interests, and to the hell with small countries or their existence or their borders. But I think this kind of policy that miserably failed in Europe in 20th century and brought major tragedies there clearly demonstrate that that's not an option for any modern states, and I think this administration clearly understands that.
But is that a legitimate concern, do you think, that U.S. interest in easing the relationship with Russia could come to the detriment of your own country, of Georgia?
Look, obviously, there are some people who might speculate about that, but all my contacts I had recently with this new U.S. administration pointed exactly to the opposite. I mean, when Vice President was here, the way he addressed Georgia's parliament, the way he, spoke to media after that, the way President Obama stood up for Georgia in Moscow, I mean, that was very unusual, but it really showed the value-based policy of the U.S. I think ultimately the most pragmatic policy, and certainly I'm also a big fan of U.S. successes. Every time U.S. fails in our region or in any other regions, indeed, we get trouble here. But the best pragmatic side of the U.S. policy is fighting for its values. I mean, not fighting literally, but, standing up for the values, which means that, if people are being punished for wanting to be free, to be independent, to have the same kind of democracy that American people have, and they brought it to many other parts of the world, then America stands up for these people and doesn't abandon them, and that's why people strive to be close to America. That's why America is increasing its own security.
When Vice President Biden was in Georgia last month, promising U.S. support for your country, he also, though, had the message that Georgians have more work to do to strengthen democracy, more work on independent media and judicial independence, political pluralism. How do you respond to those concerns?
Absolutely. I mean, I fully share that. Not only I share that. I mean, he said that Georgia is a model democracy in this part of the world, but he also said there is lots of work to do, and I couldn't agree more to that. I mean, democracy is a process. I would be the happiest person to do it overnight and to have, say, we are already full-fledged democracy, and that's it. But, we are also building democracy at a gunpoint. Please remember that I'm sitting right now in a presidential palace that is targeted by Russian ballistic missiles and by Russian short-range artillery that is within the range of 30 kilometers from the capital, 35 kilometers, more or less 20 miles. And I think we never played this Russian card. If you listen to our media here, people couldn't care less, you know, they care less about Russia than about their own problems, you know. And it's a sure sign of democracy. If people talk about the everyday problems, jobs, healthcare, you know, the future for their children, and talk less about foreign big threats, that's what gives me hope that this country can be a real democracy, despite being democracy at a gunpoint. People forget about the fact that they're targeted. They're just proceeding with building their new country.
President Saakashvili, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
That's Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili talking with us from the presidential office in Tbilisi.